say for Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.
Indeed it is, 7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. Well, tonight we have a game worthy of a final in Kyrgios versus Medvedev. Medvedev, the second best player in the world, according to the rankings. He's won a title. Kyrgios, maybe the most talented player in the world. He hasn't won a final. It is only round two, but it's worthy of a final. And to open the show, Scoop, we're lucky to have Pat Cash in his only interview for the summer, a man who played, in my view, the most unbelievable game of tennis I've ever seen in 1986, where he knocked off Penfors to seal the victory for Australia in the 1986 Davis Cup. It was the most amazing game I've ever seen. It's probably the reason I have great love for Davis Cup, because on the 29th of December, slightly hungover, I've got to say, I sat there and watched Penfors go 2-6, 4-6, and then Cash, as a 21-year-old, came back 6-3, 6-4, 6-3, and also took a big victory with Fitzy against Edberg and Andrew Jarrett to seal the victory. It was hair on the back of your neck sort of stuff. It was absolutely brilliant, and it's why I lament and regret greatly what's happened to the Davis Cup. Welcome to you, and great to have you back, and good to see that you're prepared to fit us in with your schedule. Channel 9 as captain of the twos.
Hello, Jared. I was just going to say, that sounds like a time where the Davis Cup actually meant something, and I guess my version of that as someone a little younger than yourself is Hewitt coming back from two sets to love down to beat Roger Federer, back in 04 or 05. It might have even been a little earlier. Really interesting day for Australians, and great privilege to speak to Cashy. We're just about to be joined by him. Alex Deemanor got through another win by young Madison English, which is not that young anymore, 24, after that famous win a couple of days ago. Sam Stosur finishes up for Grand Slam tennis. Unless she goes back on that, she was beaten pretty easily by Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. I know that Sam's record in Australia hasn't been good, Jared, but the amount of people that have won Grand Slams that are Australian in the last, three decades can be just about counted on one hand. And she was a special player.
Absolutely.
From 2010 to 12, where she was a top five player playing in Grand Slam finals, she was outstanding. What a career.
Yeah, brilliant career. She's been a fantastic ambassador for the sport and for Australia and for herself. I was always disappointed. I thought that it was the one that got away, the French Open, that she went in as favourite.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get the job done there.
She lost to Kuznetsova,
I think. Yep. But her win in the US Open against Serena was just one out of the box. She went in as clearly the underdog, but just prevailed. It was quite some game.
We're just about to get through to Pat Cash. I just want to ask you about tonight. Nick Kyrgios Medvedev, you mentioned it in your opener. I get the sense, Jared, that you think he can win tonight.
I think he will win, not can win. Clearly, can win.
This is unbelievable. But on what basis do you think he's going to beat Medvedev?
On the basis that he's one of the most extraordinary players I've ever seen.
No. We know that.
Well, he's got a record. He's got a record.
Not in five-set tennis, he hasn't. Different.
Well, I think he can beat him in five sets.
You've turned into this optimist.
Well, I'm always optimistic. I would love him to have the attitude of Pat Cash. If he had the attitude of Pat Cash, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But he hasn't. Mm. So I've learned to live with that, even though I'm not of that ilk. I've learned to live with it. But I couldn't believe how much work he must have done prior to getting COVID. Because
he's fitter.
He had so much bounce in his legs. You do not come out like that if you haven't done the work. So, okay, tonight will be a big test. Medvedev will try and bore him to death, and that's okay. So it'll be one style versus the other style. Mm. But as I said, if he had the attitude of the bloke we're about to talk to, Pat Cash, there would not even be a discussion. Cashy, we've finally got you through. You missed out on a big build-up. I've spoken about Penfors, so you'll just have to accept that I've given you a fair rap on the way through. But welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks. Nice to talk to you guys. You're well?
We're very well. I was just telling Scoop about the 29th of December, way back in 1986, when I sat down and was throwing bricks at you for about an hour and a half, and then all of a sudden I fell in love with you for that comeback. So I know you get asked about a lot, but it must go down as one of your great memories as a 21-year-old baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's at Kooyong as well, where I had my first ever tennis lesson, right down the back there, and to be able to do that in the home of tennis. Of course, it's we often call it the spiritual home of tennis in Australia. Of course, the Melbourne Park is a home now, but yeah, look, very exciting, and I was just very lucky to get through that match, and a great team and a great bunch of guys to play for and with, and what a great group of players they were, and they got me over the line somehow.
Well, just for the record, Fitchy does say that. He reckons he carried you against Edberg and Andras Jarrad, who he went on to have some success with. What was your view of it?
Yeah, well, it was a tough doubles match. We had in '86, we had this guy called Michael Pernfors, who, of course, had been in the final of the French Open. And we didn't, I've got to be perfectly honest and say, we sort of disregarded him a little bit as a grass court player. But even though he had some good results on the grass, but, he was a surprise packet. We thought, we thought Philando not coming down. He was getting married, I think, at that time. And, he just focused on Edberg and trying to get through Edberg and, win the doubles. And Fitzy and I played plenty of doubles tennis, and we played a great match. I ended up getting through Edberg in the second match of the day, and then backed it up straight with the doubles, and then had first up the next day. So played a lot of tennis in 48 hours. I said Davis Cup is absolutely a team thing, and I hit the winning shot, but it's definitely a team result.
Pat, great to have you on. For those who don't know, you're still coaching, and you're coaching someone with a fair bit of talent that likes knocking off high-ranked opponents. Chang Wang of China takes on Madison Keys tomorrow. She took out Coco Gauff in the first round, dominated Van Uytvanck, and looks to be in ripper form.
Yeah, Keys. I've been working for about a year. Unfortunately, she has had a bit of a rough run at the moment. The last couple of years, she took... She took 20 off altogether, and 21 she got to the French Open. We got her back into some form after having a year off, and then she went back to China to prepare for the Olympic Games, and she stayed there to play the national game. So she didn't sort of reappear until December. So we did a good old fashioned Aussie rules pre-season. We got her 6 weeks. Super fit, super strong, restructured her game. We expected it to sort of take a month or a couple of months of matches to come together, but it's come together pretty quickly. Very happy with her. She was, of course, most people know her as beating Serena in 2020. That was her sort of big match, and she beat Ash Barty at the US Open, and sort of not much in between, actually, so... We've been working on consistency, and she's got a couple of great matches, and they don't get any easier with Madison Keys, who's probably other than Ash Barty, the hottest player on the women's tour at the moment.
So what sort of coach are you, Cashy? From my understanding, I spoke to Jono earlier about what he thinks you are. You're a balls and all sort of coach, like you were as a trainer yourself. You are on court, you travel most weeks, you don't just turn up at the slams.
No, it's I give my heart and soul here, and it was a really tough year last year. We met up just after Christmas, and we were 1 week short of 6 months out of the same suitcase, wearing the same clothes, because she couldn't get back to China. I I'm based in and out of the UK, and that was lockdowns left, right, and centre, and so we basically sort of living in that suitcase. Got stuck in countless airports, missing flights because we didn't have the right forms, or we didn't tick this box or do that, or visas expired, or whatever it happened to be. It was partially amusing, but she's a great girl and very easygoing. I got to get on the court. I love getting on the court and playing, and I'm quite analytical about things, so I like to make sure that. The technique is right and restructure that. And for anybody who knows me as a tennis player, that I left no stone unturned to try and be as good as I could possibly be. So, it's been a bit of a shake-up for her. To everything from nutrition all the way through to absolutely everything has has been, I suppose, fine-tuned. She has a couple of great coaches before, of course. Peter McNamara, who's unfortunately no longer with us, but he's moved on to a different realm. But, you know, Peter's a great guy. And I just get the feeling, it's funny, his widow just texted me and she said, I think Peter's looking over you. And, we've had the same thing, actually, this week. He said, yeah, he's sprinkling some magic dust, angel dust on us at the moment. We've had a couple of great matches and got through some tight, tricky situations. So it's a journey, and I love those challenges. I mean, it's always been part of what I am is the challenges and trying to get things right and do the right thing by her. And if that means living out of a suitcase for 6 months, then that so be it.
So the enjoyment factor, how do you compare the playing to the coaching?
Different. I mean, I'm glad she's doing the hard work. I've got to be honest, I'm a pretty nervous type of coach.
Yep.
On the sidelines watching the matches. You know, it can get a bit frustrating, especially when you're making a comeback. You know, she's out for a year, and then she's away again for another 5 months, and we sort of went back to square one, and now I've gone back to square two, and so, you know, remembering sort of things again, and, you know, when you're out of form, if you've been out of, you know, footy, and you come back after a year of reconstruction knee injury, it just takes a while to get going again. And that's sort of where we're at. And it can get a bit frustrating. The basics can sort of slip away at times. But, you know, it's nothing like getting out there and doing it in the cauldron of a centre court or a big match arena. And you just kind of got to do that, don't you, to get yourself back in the form. And you know, I realise that, and she realises that. And, you know, I'm lucky she's a lovely girl and we have some laughs and she's easygoing, so we get on pretty well and you know we just get on with things really.
Pat, what's your perspective of the Peng Shuai situation and what dealings with coming in, your experience of coming in and out of China as a tennis coach been recently?
Well, I haven't been in there, but I wouldn't say first hand, second hand that I've talked to some of her coaches. Who have been associated with the Chinese players, and they scratch their head and they're saying, "What's this all about? She's home, she's fine." I said to them, I said, "What do you mean she's home and she's fine? What about all this drama?" She said, "She doesn't know what is going on. She wonders what all the attention's about, She wonders why nobody believes her. She sent an email to the WTA, they didn't believe her. Sent a video, they didn't believe her. Sent another video with IOC members there, they still didn't believe her." And then they cancelled the Chinese tour because they still didn't believe her. And she's like, what's going on? She's perfectly fine and she's at home. And everybody says that, says, what? And I said, well, don't believe anything you read. You know, put it that way. And that's what I've been told. That's what I believe from the people that are close to her. And, you know, I think it's worth, you know, keeping an eye on it and make sure she's... And I think that's been really... I think she felt great about that, the fact that there has been a lot of support and we stick by you and all that sort of stuff. And she's going, well, I'm fine. I mean, I wouldn't say that this is all of nothing because I don't know 100%, but I think there's a massive beat up on this. I think it's a massive beat up and I don't think it's anything like that we've been led to believe, put it that way.
Interesting stuff, Cashy. Can you tell us about China itself, how tennis is in China? Are we going to see this wave of exceptional players come through that people have been talking about for the last decade?
Look, as I said, I haven't actually had a chance to get there. So I haven't seen it, but what I do know is there's lots of young players coming out.
Yeah.
They've got a couple of young players, one qualified here, his name is Zheng. Don't get confused with the Wangs, the Wangs. So there's about six of them on the tour.
Right.
So there's one that lost today in a close match to Sabalenka. She's a tall left-handed. She was a good junior. I think she got to the Wimbledon semi-final, final, junior Wimbledon. She's a very good player. She'll be a top 20 player, top, you know, something along those lines, top 10. So, there is a lot of girls coming out. The men, it's been a lot harder. I think it's tougher to break through in the men particularly quickly. But, yeah, I think there'll be continue to be a lot of good players there. There's a lot of tennis academies out there and, they feel that that's a great opportunity for their young the parents feel it's a great opportunity for their daughters to make it in a professional sport.
So we cast our eyes to tonight, Cassie. There would be no two people further apart in, I guess, their attitudes to the game. You've got the showman and you've got yourself, who was a hard-working, cross every T and dot every I sort of person. How do you view the Kyrgios show?
With a grain of salt, I've got to be honest. It's I don't know. It's he's an amazing, talented player. I mean, there's just no doubt. He's barely a player. He's more talented than Nick. He does things by his own way, and I think that's fascinating in itself. And ironically, he doesn't play an awful lot of tennis. Hasn't played a lot of tennis this last year, but it doesn't seem to affect him. He's such an amazing talent and ball striker and mover but when it comes down to nitty gritty, and he's got to beat Medvedev tonight over five sets, and then back it up the next against somebody else who's going to be tough opponent. Can he do it? Play two five set matches in a row and get through? Well, no, he can't. He's proven that he can't do that. But can he knock somebody off and entertain us all and play some of the most brilliant tennis we've ever seen anybody do? Yeah, absolutely. He's got to find that blend, that right recipe, and he may well do that in the next few years. But time is running out. There's often players who get to their late 20s and 30s and start getting injuries, and that's the end of it. And you tend to think. Pat Rafter put it well. He said, "Look, if this kid doesn't win a few Grand Slams, something went wrong." I mean, he's only been to one quarter final in his whole career. So, he's got plenty of upside and he's got, another handful of years left maybe to do it. And we'll just see how he goes during those years.
Cashy, great privilege to have you on. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Always great to chat with you. All the best.
Good on you, Pat. Pat Cash, the coach, and his charge goes awesome. Up against Madison Keys tomorrow. Yeah, I saw him. I've said this to him every time he comes on. I've never been more inspired by one individual from a training perspective as I was when I watched him bust his gut and do it for about an hour when he was doing these repetition sprints and burpees and stuff at Tennis Australia's headquarters about 20 years ago.
Dan Cherney and Sam Gross still coming up.